Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up for today. You're welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666 to discuss anything about real estate. So let's get the show started. We're going to talk about summer 2021 real estate trends. What kind of things are going on?
Yeah, today we're going to just keep the show laid back and have a conversation about the hot trends that we're seeing in the real estate market right now, what we see foresee happening this summer as we go into summer in 2021. And if you are new to our show, welcome. We're so glad that you're listening in today. We are a husband and wife real estate team, and on our show, we talk about all things real estate, give tips and advice for anyone wanting to buy, sell, or invest in real estate, as well as talking about some other more personal type topics sometimes as well. So thank you for being here, and let's just jump right in. So the best day of the week to list a home. What are we seeing right now?
Generally, when I'm meeting with my sellers, we're kind of like in that weird market. Back, you know, sounds crazy, back in the day.
Last year.
Things were 3 years different. Ago, even. I could really care less when to list a home. I say The sooner we get it active and available, The better, obviously, for you. Because it's sitting here, not being listed, is not making you money. But right now, there's so many buyers out there. We want to really kind of be strategic with your time and my time. So as soon as photos are done, maybe they're done on a Monday or Tuesday, we can actually hold off on listing unless you want it to go. Obviously, I work for you. Don't let that rule get reversed. I always say that. But I recommend that we get the home listed and active on the MLS systems either on a Thursday or a Friday. The reason being is because there's so many buyers out there. And generally, that gives us time to have an open house over the weekend because there's so many buyers. We're going to probably have 15, 20 showings on most of our listings just in over the weekend. And if that's during the weekday, sometimes people work, they have dogs, they just can't get them out of the house in time. It just takes the stress off of you as a seller. And so obviously on the weekends we don't work. We can maybe take a drive to the beach. Yeah. Go spend a night with your significant other and be out of the house and just let the job take care of itself. So these buyers, they can have free range, being shown only by another real estate professional. Don't get that reversed. Your home isn't just open and free for all.
I got to ask about staging, because is that enough time to get the home staged and ready to go with that way too?
Yes. So generally in our initial listing appointment, we discuss all those options, and it'll probably be a 2 week, week and a half period before the home is even active and live, because it takes probably 3 days to get a photo, photographer and videographer team scheduled and booked for your professional marketing with us. That's absolutely paid for. You don't pay a single dime. We do it all. We take care of that burden. But yes, we can get a professional stager in there. They're in there very quickly. We have companies that are partnered with us, but also that I've scoped out that I have really great relations with that will be in there in a matter of that 3 to 4 days, just like my photographer. So they're always on call and wanting to work with you guys to get your home listed and live as soon as possible. But for the sake of this question, Thursday or Friday is my recommended day, because it gives us a full weekend to get the home shown. So if a multiple offer situation does happen, we can get it accepted. Very confident over there, Mariah. Yeah. Which it will, if you didn't catch that. Multiple offer situation. We can get it accepted probably on a Wednesday or Thursday of the following week. I like being listed at least 5 days before getting an offer. But there are some situations that we just, on that second showing, we get an offer that my seller's happy with. They don't want to do any more showings. Bam, we accept it and move into escrow.
Right. I like it. All right. So, the real estate market, what do we see happening? Possibly an increase in inventory. I would say so. I think that, we just went out of town for a few days, and when we got back, or over the time we were gone, we even noticed like wow, a lot more homes are coming onto the market just the last like few days.
Every day.
And I think it's a lot because of summer, you know, you tend to see an increase in homes on the market during the summer months. So I don't necessarily think it's like a market shift happening, but I definitely have been seeing a little bit more, which is nice to see is for home buyers.
Totally. And just so I understand the question, can you say it one more time?
Yes. The real estate market, what do we see happening, possibly an increase in inventory?
This might be the most important question we have all day, honestly, because I'm up and down. I'm sitting in a line in Starbucks. Sometimes I'm wearing a suit. Sometimes I'm just wearing a name badge with Berkshire Hathaway on it. People ask me this question often. And what I say is, can you repeat the question one more time?
What do we see happening? Do we see an increase in inventory?
And what I say is, what's going on today? Because it's a question that everybody asks me. And it's exactly what Mariah said. There's more inventory happening every day. But we're still in an ultimate low. We're at 1.3 months of inventory. That's nothing. There's very few homes that are able to be selected out of. Me personally, I'm looking for a home to purchase. We just got our home sold. We're in escrow right now. I'm trying to find a home.
Can I add something? Yeah. By the way, if you have a house that you want to sell in South Salem or Turner, we might want to buy it. So contact us, 503-507-3666, 503-507-3666. South Salem or Turner, we want to buy your house.
I love that. Thank you, Mariah. Yeah, seriously, we are looking for a house. And if that's you guys out there wanting to sell, please give us a call. We're happy to look at it. But with this question, it's key. What's happening? Interest rates are so low, but prices are so high. That's one response I always get out of my clients and buyers. Sellers too, though, because in order to sell, they got to rebuy. Well, what I can tell you is your mortgage, it's going to trade off. Your payments, they're going to be similar because of these historical low interest rates. And that's what's driving this market right now. A lot of drive is behind that interest rate.
All right, next question. Popular home upgrades or design trends that we're seeing a lot of right now. What are we seeing right now as far as that goes?
Well, with this question, I'm trying to detach personal interest.
Like what you like,
what
that you're
I
seeing
like personally versus what is actually a true trend.
I know right now we've been seeing a lot for a while. We've been seeing a lot of homes being either built with this or remodeled with this. Like upgrades is the barn door trend. Mm-hmm. And a lot of them are not even like rustic-y anymore. They used to only see like you'd see that barn sliding door a lot, but it used to be like only rustic. Now we're seeing more like modern ones, and it's something we see a ton of. I don't know how long the trend will last, but that's a huge one.
Yeah, another trend that I've been seeing is with these new constructions and developers that I'm seeing more of like a more modern split entry. Mm-hmm. It's not like the traditional like split entry into a basement with very little natural light. These homes are kind of on these hillsides or has a lower portion where they've dug out, they excavated to where there's still natural light in that bonus room downstairs. But you walk into the main entry, there's like four steps going upward into that kitchen. That's an open combination kitchen that's really in. Not too many walls in today's builds, which personally I like separation
right
in some wall space.
But this trend that you're talking about, I think it's kind of refreshing. Mm-hmm. After seeing for so long, it seems like the main home building trend that we have been seeing has been like where the house is just like one big room, you know, where it's like too, in my opinion, that's like a little too open, where the living room, the dining room, the kitchen, it's everything is like just one room. Like, I don't know. And I like it,
well, if you're one big family, if you're one big family, though, it's really echoey. And like, say daddy gets home from work and he just wants, or even mother, she wants her personal time. Yeah. It's a true statement, though. Yeah. Like, everybody needs their own space. If it's the master bedroom and that's all that you have, that's how we work it.
Yeah.
But in a lot of cases, we want to actually have our other living room, our other talk quiet room, our office space that's just secluded, that it's insulated. We don't have to take care or hear all that noise. If you got family, people that are flown in, that staying with you. Sometimes you just want your own space, mm-hmm. which I understand.
Everybody does. Mm-hmm. You got to have your own private time, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's go ahead and take a break. I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Mariah and Spence at 503-507-3666. We'll be back in just a few moments.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And let's continue our conversation about summer 2021 real estate trends.
All right, Spencer, have mortgage rates increased at all?
The question and the answer is yes.
Question and the answer.
Yes, it has. I think our days in the 2% are over, unless we're buying down rates, which honestly, that's a lot of money out of pocket. I just don't see myself doing
Sometimes
it.
Sometimes it's just not worth it. Sometimes even if you have the money, it's not the best place to put it.
Because our money's still very cheap. If you look at a 3% interest rate, and if you're not buying because it's a 3% now, not a 2%, you might want to adjust your thinking.
I remember the first house I bought, and I was told it was an incredible rate at 6%.
Wow.
6%.
And then what was the highest that you remember seeing?
Oh, we paid close to 20%.
20%
interest rate? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was way up there.
And things like that do happen.
That's crazy.
You know, market shifts.
So, where we're
People
at three.
People need to remember. And did you, because you paid a 20% interest rate, was it like a bad investment, or would you go back and do it again?
You know, it's for us, money? it was a bad investment. It was not a good thing. But in hindsight, you know, you think about property values today and what's happened over time. Even if you're paying the higher rates, if you can afford to make the payments, then that's not such a bad deal, because back then houses were less expensive, so it all kind of averages out a little bit.
That makes sense.
At 2-3%, holy cow, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know.
And so that's how crazy. I'm approaching this market. Is everybody, of course, says, "Man, I'm just outpriced. I can't justify buying a $400,000-$500,000 house." But what you got to outweigh is kind of what Warren just said. His mortgage payment, that rate.
Yeah.
Can you make that payment? Because end game, long term wise, it's been proven the cost of soil is generally gonna go up. Okay.
Over time. People bought houses in the 70s for like $5,000, and insane. They're never gonna be that cheap again. Even though they will, you know, they go up and down. Yeah. Sorry, keep talking.
No, it's okay. No, that's unbelievable. This is what the show is all about. It's collaboration and just personal experiences too. But our days of the 2% are over, from what I'm seeing. Personally, I think we've mentioned this multiple times now. We are in the home shoppers market. So we're buyers now, and I'm treating myself as such. And it's actually kind of refreshing though, being able to see a perspective that I haven't gotten to see in quite some time, because usually I'm the agent, obviously representing a buyer. But now that I am one of those buyers, I'm kind of revamping our business model too, and just how I'm talking and just structuring conversations too, and understanding where these clients are at. Because if I'm being outbidded in a $470,000 home, that I definitely should not have ever been outbidded with the offer we wrote.
Yeah.
We're in a little scarce market here.
Yeah.
And we really got to be educated and intelligent with all of our offers.
Yeah.
And not just throw out stuff that's going to put us in a terrible, bad position.
I can see where this is going to help you, helping your customers too, though.
For sure.
This experience you're going through helps open up your eyes, because you've gone through this personal experience now that will help build that for you.
Yeah, I think this is a huge hands-on education for Mariah and I and our team with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. So it's only going to be beneficial for us and our clients.
Right.
But I'm at a 3.15 interest rate right now.
And I'd say that's the best interest rate we've had. Third time buying in our
I've ever had personally.
Marriage, and we've never had that good of an interest rate.
Yeah, I refied 2 years ago or a year and a half ago. I'm at a 3.875, and that's through my refi. Before I refied, I was at a 5.5.
And we thought it was good. We weren't complaining then. So
Nancy and I are at 4% somewhere in there.
Right.
You know, and we didn't think we really need to refi to get down there, because all the expenses that to refi.
Right. It costs. Mm-hmm. It really has to be worth it. Yeah. It does have to be worth it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good stuff. Okay. So moving on. What is the best advice you give clients about the mortgage process? Do you have like one piece of just like simple advice you'd give a client about the mortgage specifically?
Yeah, I got some really good advice. Oh. And that's come with all your ducks in order. Now, a lot of these mortgage institutions and lenders, they make the process a lot easier, I believe, than it used to. And what I mean by that is they have all these systems in place. Everything's online. So if we have access to internet, a laptop, a computer, we're able to get pre-approved literally in 24 hours. And all you have to do is log in to the online portal of whatever lender you're working with. If you do not have a lender, it's pretty unique because Mariah and I, we work with a full spectrum of different clients. We manufactured homes, regular residential sales for the average home buyer, we $1 million home deals, and then also I'm working some commercial real estate for buyers and bare land.
We are literally
doing it all.
Yeah.
I got excavating companies I'm working on commercial properties with to find them bare land to store their equipment, all that stuff. So it's out there. And we have the correct lenders that you're going to want to be working with. And I like tying in personal relationships too. What's going to best fit your personality? Because in the end, it's a transaction and it's a relationship. It's not just go, 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 go. I need this. And never know who you're working with on the other end of the phone. It's really important. And that's what's going to carry on to have a successful transaction. But you need to have all your ducks in order. And whatever the lender is requiring, turn it in. Scan it into them. Nowadays, we have these beautiful printers that actually scan documents directly into your email that can be uploaded into that lender's portal from their online application
process. It can be work, though, getting all that information together, all they're asking for. So you got a plan. You got a plan that you're going to have to do a little digging and do a little bit of work, right?
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Take a couple hours out of your day, maybe a full day. Get the documentation boxes out. I keep everything in boxes because I'm a hard coffee guy, kind of old school. But I know exactly where it's at. So just have that organization aspect when we're looking to purchase a home and get funded with a lender.
What is the best advice you've received about running a business?
You want to go first with this? I've done a lot of talking today.
Sure. I think something that's really big about running like a real estate business or any business in general is I think it's really easy to underestimate how long it'll take to start being profitable, because I think a lot of people don't realize that it takes 3 years on average for a small business to just start being profitable. So that's like 3 years of working and not seeing a return yet. And I think a lot of people give up too quickly because they're like, oh, it didn't work, I don't see that. But I think just like not giving up and sticking with it, even if you have like a slow patch or whatever, you know, usually, especially even in real estate, like the first few years can be really hard. And so just not quitting, I think
it's a real statistic though
in
too.
Everything, like it just sticking with it, because most things pay off if you have that long-term goal.
So what you're saying is don't quit.
Yeah.
Believe in yourself.
Yes.
Believe in yourself.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Could I give my best advice?
Yes.
Okay.
Please do.
I love sharing this piece.
What?
A true leader delegates other jobs to other people. Hmm. So just like what we're doing right now, I have a beautiful individual across from me, Warren. Warren Franklin, our producer. I've delegated his job for him to produce the show.
Yeah.
We invest in for him to do a task that clearly I know nothing about personally. Yeah. I could learn it.
And he does an amazing job.
I don't want
job
to.
At, yeah.
He does an amazing job for us.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we being a real leader is not doing everything. Okay. So we have a team behind us. I have an escrow. I got a lender. I've got an inspector. I've got a producer. I've got a CPA. I've got a payroll. You know what I mean? We delegate jobs to other people and we pay them with our cash flow from our business. But I'm not controlling everything. A good leader is not that dictator that controls everything.
That's really good.
You let other people do the job that they're good at and you stay in your bubble in your space and then you manage. and go through life that way.
That's really such great advice. Mm-hmm. Hey, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we're going to turn to the real estate tip of the week.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah and Spence. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And before we get to the tip of the week, we've got a few more things to talk about, right?
Yes, we are going to speed through these next few questions. So let's give our best, shortest, sweetest answers. What is your best advice to give to clients about physically moving into a new home? Go.
Sit in the home for as long as possible.
Good one.
I usually spend about like 30 minutes literally in all my showings that I'm personally doing right now.
Unless you just get there and it just doesn't feel right, or there's something that obviously isn't going to work, then
totally.
You know, usually it's like in and out. But if it's a real contender, then take some time there. Imagine yourself in the home. Mm-hmm. HOA fees. Am I likely to pay these around here, and what's the usual cost?
HOA fees, I'm seeing they're more and more common personally. It's just to build and create and honestly sustain the integrity of the neighborhood. Just so the resale value, it's actually going to help you. That $40 a month if you're in a residential area. Ours, we're in an HOA with a townhome, you know, condominium area, and it's $170. But that includes all your exterior maintenance, landscaping, water, sprinklers, all that. So,
well, generally, if you're in a townhome, they're going to be more expensive than if you're in a residential home. They're going to be very, very minimal. If you're in a townhome, they're going to cost more. If you're in a condo, they're going to cost even more. So if it's a residential, it's usually not like enough to be significant.
Yeah.
But it does come with rules. Some people don't like that.
That's
I think
true.
It's nice to not have your neighbor having Christmas lights up in July, so I don't mind them. But what area in town is drawing in the most new buyers? Well, I'll answer this one. Pretty much all of my relocation buyers that I'm seeing from other states are coming to West Salem. And I think the reason is because there's more inventory. There's a little bit more to choose from. They're looking online and seeing where are the best schools. Well, generally, if you're looking at statistics, you're going to have South or West. And West Salem has better prices and more to choose from. So West Salem is huge. We're seeing a lot of buyers.
I see that
there.
Too. There's a ton of good West Salem homes out there.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to be more on that hillside, obviously. But for the price of square foot and per square foot, they're tending to be cheaper.
Taxes are lower over there a little bit too,
that's
aren't they?
True. Yeah, that is true.
Best small towns to live in outside of Salem. Just spit out a few and then we'll get to the tip of the week.
Turner, Cloverdale, Almsville, Sublimity, Jervis, Dallas, Independence, Monmouth.
Okay, so the real estate tip of the week is if the home makes sense on paper, it might be worth taking a look, even if you don't like the photos. And if it doesn't make sense on paper, maybe don't waste your time. So what I mean by this is, say there's a house that comes up and you aren't necessarily crazy about the pictures, but it has what you're looking for. It has the square footage, it has the lot size, and it makes sense on paper. Then maybe it's worth taking a look at, because a lot of times you're pleasantly surprised. And then on the flip side, if you like the pictures, but you know, like, okay, I want a certain lot size, for example, it doesn't have that, then don't waste your time, because it's not going to work. So that's my tip of the week. Viewers can find us online. If you're listening on the radio, head to our YouTube channel, Real Estate with Mariah and Spence, and listen to our previous episodes.
This has been a fun show. Thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you next week.
All right. Thank you for listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. You can hear their show every Saturday at 9:30 a.m. Contact Mariah and Spence at 503-507-3666. That's 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.